Next up on the agenda, we have an update from Director Fisherman on the Missouri River Waterfall Refuge.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Just want to take a couple of moments to visit on your agenda here, the Missouri River Waterfall Refuge. Obviously, yesterday you had, during the open forum, multiple individuals came in and testified and provided their perspective on this particular issue to you. And I know you also had quite a laundry list of written comments that came over the last month as well in respect to this topic, which certainly was no surprise because refuge conversations seem to bring out a lot of comments. That all being said, Mr. Chairman and Commission members, I'm not going to spend a lot of time this morning talking about it from the perspective of its skill set as a proposal right now. Finalization, like all the other proposals, are set or the path of these are. But just wanted to share a little bit more information with you. Chad just passed out a couple of maps for you to provide just a little more information that we obtained from some of our aerial sites that we do, the midwinter waterfall count. There's two maps there on that page. The top map, if you would happen to look on page 62 in your booklet, as the action sheet will give you reference to the proposed refuges right now. So the top map here would show the bottom half that is part of the proposal right now, which is adding on additional refuge from pier going down to Farm Island, the tip of Farm Island. And what you can see in that top map, when you look at it, the dark green on the left-hand side there is the current refuge, and then the remainder, the blue of the river there, you'll see a bunch of dots on that blue highlighted area on the river, and those are actual waterfall counts that were obtained between 2009 to 2018 when we did midwinter waterfall counts, just to demonstrate the fact that those areas right now, even though they are not a refuge, they are being used by waterfall on an annual basis of areas that they use. The bottom map, or the bottom half there, that front page would be the top area of your proposal map right now. And again, you can see the various dots there between the two green blocks of waterfall refuge right now. Again, simply showing to you and indicating to you that those areas have been used by waterfall, whether they're duck feet, through that 2009 to 2018 time frame, even though those areas are not in waterfall refuge right now. Bottom line, we just wanted to share a little more actual data that we have to show and indicate that those particular areas are being used by waterfall as we speak. Now, again, when we do those midwinter waterfall counts, it's a snapshot in time, right? It's not a continuous thing day after day after day after day. But the bottom line is, just wanted to share a little bit of information with you in respect to when we do those counts, we do see waterfall using those areas. And then the other graphs that are in there is probably more just some additional historical information for you, just showing in part of the conversation that we've had multiple times around the number of canned geese numbers in the pier area, how over time those numbers have declined and decreased. And a lot of it, we believe, and the information we have, has to do with environmental factors and agricultural practice changes as well. We know as if there is open water anywhere north of us, in particular North Dakota, and there is a food source available, in particular corn right now, we are seeing fewer and fewer geese coming south. And we've seen that transition over time in the last couple of decades. And we just simply don't have the number of geese right now that we used to as part of some of those changes. And then you can see there's some harvest-related numbers that go with that, showing those same continuous decline because of just not having numbers. So we wanted to share that information with you. And again, just share from our perspective is when the petition was came forward a month ago that in having multiple conversations internally with our staff and folks from the outside, we again would be in the stance we don't believe that this additional refuge status is necessary. But wanted to share this additional information with you so you have that in your deliberations discussions over the next month. The finalization is set for in April, so we will be able to obtain additional public comment over the next month, and then finalization at your April meeting. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to give you a brief update on the waterfall refuge, where we as an agency still stand and our stance that this is not a necessary refuge, but we'll continue through the process through April to your finalization and take final action there. So with that, I'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Tom. So I know yesterday we heard from Mr. Nelson and Mr. Steffen with a suggested change. Does any of this reflect that change?
To the chair, Commissioner Risler, no. None of us have right now the specifics or the exact facts of what they mentioned as a change to this. So what we can do is we can follow up with Mr. Nelson and Mr. Steffen and get some more details or specifics of what they're asking. We can have those conversations, whether we bring that forward to you or they would come back and bring a whole new petition. Those would be the conversations we'd have with them. But not knowing the details or specifics, we don't have any recommended changes, or this does not reflect anything that they articulated yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Other thoughts or comments?
Thank you, Director. I appreciate you bringing this information forward. And again, one of the challenges for the commission is the only way to get public comment is to ask for it. And when we ask for comments on things, people take it that we're going to actually do something. And so that's when the passion, as people like to say, comes out in their comments. And frankly, of all the testimony and letters and phone calls I've got, the things that resonated with me were the people hunting the bluffs, being able to go down and put the decoys out. It's a little easier hunt than has been in the past. They bring their kids here. They're meeting their friends from across the state here. And those are the things that resonated with me, certainly far more than the various groups that decided we can or can't do something, or they will not work with us on things over things we like to get comments on. So I thought it was a good testimony. But again, the only way we can ask is to do it this way. So it looks different than what we're trying to sometimes achieve. Mr. Larkin?
Yes, Commissioner Larkin here. I agree with the chairman. At this point in time, I wouldn't start slicing and dicing the current proposal. I think we should have a vote on it. Maybe take another run on it in another year if they want to cut some areas out. But at this time, I think we should leave it stand and vote on it the way it was proposed and let the chips fall on it. And then take another look another year if that's the case.
Yeah, no, Commissioner Larkin, you're exactly right. And frankly, all the players know each other. Nothing's preventing them from getting together, sidebar, and away from the commission and collectively coming to us and saying, we think these are some changes that might benefit everybody. But again, thanks for the presentation. Thanks for the update.